Welcome to Eric C. Jackson Studio. My name's Eric. I just wanted to welcome everyone to the podcast channel. This is a new thing for me. However, I have been streaming on YouTube and Twitch, but it's basically been video games. So this is different for me as far as content. And as it says in the subtitle, my focus is on storytelling, whether that's written or visual art, but that's mainly where my passion lies, and also journal entries are included in that. I have put or added some bonus podcasts on here, which are very short versions of subjects that I want to talk about. And they are directly linked to my WordPress blog. So it's basically like reading off a transcript on the bonus tracks. First, I guess I'll jump into fine art photography first. I started learning about photography, digital photography, in 2008 and have been photographing ever since. While I did try my hand at commercial photography, it just didn't fit my style and my personality. And so I was encouraged by others in the industry to try submitting my work into galleries. And eventually, after a lot of trial and error, that worked. And so I've been showing my work in galleries and in magazines ever since. As far as creative writing, oh my gosh, I started in poetry officially in 2001. I started saving my work, and then I had work all over the place. It was on scraps of paper, napkins, I mean, you name it. It was just scattered everywhere, and so I started gathering it all up. It's split into three collections, and what I'm doing right now is trying to combine the collections and self-publish them into one book. And so there's that. As far as content for the channel, I do want to talk about both the photography and the creative writing, but of course the photography, I'm thinking that it's hard to do that through the podcast. I would like, you know, people to see the work, because I do want to include the before and afters. And if you have any questions on how I actually did something in you know, editing, that would be something great to address. But yes, I do want to talk about photography and creative writing, which the writing is a mixture of poetry, screenwriting, short stories. And I guess the prose is the right word, which is more so what I'm doing right now. I guess the parallel would be spoken word, where I'm not focused on the rhyming as much anymore, nearly as much as I used 2 years ago. But it's just speaking from the heart and writing out what's on my mind about a number of subjects. You know, I did mention the bonus tracks I have on the channel right now. The first one is about A21, which is a nonprofit organization, and their focus is on human trafficking, which is a very difficult subject to talk about, which is probably why we don't hear much about it, if anything, on the news. It's just a very difficult subject to talk about in society as a whole. However, it's necessary that we do talk about it. And so A21 is the first thing that I talked about in the first episode, again, which is the bonus track. The next thing, number two, episode two, is entitled The Results of Script Coverages. And this is basically the ups and downs of trying to get your script optioned. And it's specifically talking about a short script that I got a coverage for, and then a feature length that I received a coverage for. And both of them were challenging for their own reasons. And, you know, the aftermath of that, once you do get the coverage for your screenplays, what to do after that. And so, as I said, the bonus tracks are coming from my WordPress blog. It's basically like a transcript. The next thing that I chose as episode three was Boys Don't Cry, which is a poem from my third collection of poetry. And yes, that's just what it's about, Boys Don't Cry. It does talk about one of those subjects where I guess we as men tend to avoid. And people often say that men don't talk about their feelings. And I fall into that category as well. Growing up, I found that writing is an easier way for me to talk about and express my feelings without feeling insecure or vulnerable, or thinking about what other people are going to think about me. So it became a really good outlet for me to just say whatever I want to say, whatever is on my heart and mind, without feeling like I have to put a, you know, defensive wall up in the process. Episode four is entitled Stolen. And gosh, this is basically talking about kids. Because, you know, when we're little kids, we have all these dreams, we have these goals, we have aspirations about, you know, when I grow up, I'm going to be, you know, whatever that is. And during that time, and you know, adults can come along and say, well, that's not, you know, really possible. Yeah, and then how kids respond to that. So it's very short. I'm just reading the thought out to you, but the subject as a whole is very important because we all were little kids with these huge goals. And sometimes adults do correctly come along and say, hey, you're way out there with that goal or that dream. But at the same time, some little kids are just have a gift. They have the talent for it. And all they need is that affirmation, that encouragement, to pursue whatever that is, you know, to develop whatever their gift is, their skill. So yeah, it can go either way, you know, but it just depends on the person, right? Whether they have the gift or talent to achieve what they really want to achieve. And there's no blanket solution to it or answer to it. It's just, you know, case by case, what's your goal and what do you have talent to do? And a lot of times we don't know what our gift or our talent is. We will probably have, you know, our dream before we know what our talent really is. And so it's just trial and error. You just have to try, you know, and see what happens. Let's see. And then episode five is Response to Difference. This is just straightforward about how we treat each other as human beings. And oftentimes I'll hear that we have to become educated about other cultures and the way that other people live in order for us to be able to relate to others. I take probably a different approach to it because I feel like I don't have to know anything about you in order for me to treat you the way that I'm supposed to treat you. You can be a perfect stranger. You can be, you know, someone from the other side of the globe. As long as you're a human being, it's like I should know already automatically how I'm supposed to treat you, right? And so the learning and the education comes after that. You know, you meet someone, you treat them well, and you know, after that, you start asking about their name, where they're from, what type of food they like to eat, all that type of stuff. But you treat them well initially before you even get to the education of learning who they are, what their name is, how to pronounce their name correctly, all that type of stuff. So yeah, for me, it's looking at the news lately, I don't really understand the racial tensions. And then we have the hashtag, you know, Stop Asian Hate. It's just, you know, for me, it all starts at the beginning, is just understanding this is how I want to be treated. So this is how I'm going to treat other people, regardless of whether I know them and their background, or I agree with their ideals, or whatever the case may be. It's like, as long as you're a human being, you treat the person well. You know, as long as you're a living thing, like, you just treat everyone and everything well. And then, like I said, the education comes after that. So that's the part I just don't understand, why we need hashtags or education or anything like that to treat, because it's like we automatically know from common sense that you're supposed to, you know, treat someone well. You know, we can't be rude to each other, or name calling. And then the violence that's going on is completely unnecessary. And so I don't know where it comes from. I don't have any excuses for it. I just, I'm like, we have to do better. We have to get better. And again, that's even before we get to know the person next to us. We just have to look inside of our hearts and understand that, hey, this is the type of person that I need to be and how I need to treat others, right? And it's as simple as that. It's not complicated, but getting everyone on the same page with doing that, I don't know exactly what that's going to take. The last bonus track I have already uploaded here is called Asian Descent. And it's basically along the same lines, but I just talk about my own experience. Well, one of my own experiences, because I did take a trip to New York. It's been 2 years ago now already. And landed in JFK, and I already knew my sense of direction is off. So I had a service take me from the airport to the hotel. And the driver was an Asian man, and he scared me with the way he was driving. Just in and out of traffic. Needless to say, he drives better than I do. But yeah, that New York traffic, it was crazy. And like I said, it was frightening for me. And I thought quite a few times that we were going to get into an accident. Like the van I'm in is going to hit somebody, whether it's another car or a person that's kind of in the road, sort of. It was crazy. But by the time I got to the hotel, I understood that, oh, he's not just, you know, a crazy driver. That's the rhythm of the city. Like that's the flow of traffic that you have to get used to. And so, yeah, by the time I had my mini vacation, of course, went sightseeing and all that, Statue of Liberty, everything. He took me back to the airport, and he didn't have as many people to pick up. So we just got into a long conversation because traffic was worse and we were stuck for a bit on the interstate, I believe. And just finding out our differences and in our similarities, right? Because our backgrounds were different, but we also started running into our similarities, which led us to meet each other on that particular day, right? So that was fascinating. And then at the end, and the link to the blog is in the description. I had to pull his arm to take a picture with me, because he was like, "Oh, I'm not anybody, it's not a big deal, whatever." But I'm like, no, because I mean, at that point, I was grabbing souvenirs and everything else because I'm like, I don't know when I'm going to be able to, come back to New York. So yeah, we did take a picture together, and I have that as a souvenir because it's just part of the experience. I ran into quite a few people there, and it's funny in general because there's so many people in the city, but it's all in this confined space. Like it's everybody's very tightly packed together, so even though you're going through crowds of people, you start recognizing the same faces over and over again. It's like, oh, I just saw you yesterday, or I just saw you a couple of hours ago. And of course, I had to go, I went to Times Square, I went to the One World Trade Center. But it's like when you come to New York, I guess everybody starts going to the same, as far as tourism, you go to the same places. So I started running into the same people. And, had a conversation with some of the guys at the pizzeria, a couple of pizzerias actually, and just getting to know people. Then you have people on the side of the road that's selling things, and so it's like crowded, but still you're sort of in it together type of thing, right? Like I said, where you start running into the same people, so that was interesting to me. But as far as the podcast, I think that's the last bonus track. Yes, that's the last bonus track that I have. I don't have a schedule right now as far as what I want to, when I want to share content. So I'm going to continue to write down ideas and hopefully get on a reasonable schedule for me. Because I'm working on a lot of different things, and I'm still streaming on other channels, and so I do want to make time for this. And this came about because, gosh, I think it's been years that I'll run into people, or I'm talking to somebody. Like I'll call customer service, and I'm talking to somebody on the phone, and they'll be like, "Well, are you on radio?" And of course, I'm like, no, I'm not on radio. I don't do podcasts. And the incident I'm thinking of, I wasn't streaming back then, but it's like quite a few people have come along and said, "Oh, you sound like you can be on the radio." And of course, I didn't really look into it. But again, enough people said something about it that the light bulb came on, and I started getting curious about it. And that's what got me into streaming video games. And from there, even a conversation I had with one of the viewers a couple of days ago, they were like, "I want you to read in this my favorite audiobook to me." And I'm like, I don't do that, I'm not into that. So but yeah, she brought up another book, and I'm like, no, that's not something that I would read. But the light bulb came on again, and so yeah, I've started ordering my setup, and I still have more stuff to order. Some stuff came today, which I'm just trying to set up, and I have to learn more about audio. I have to have a better understanding of what direction this channel is going to go into. But I do know that my passion is storytelling, like I said before, whether it's visual or written, and that'll be a great place to start. The other thing I have a passion for is social issues, and of course, there's plenty to talk about with that. Whether it's Black Lives Matter, Stop Asian Hate, whether it's how the police interact with, communities. Then there's politics, which I started to go, talk more about, but I really don't want to. I really don't want to. So there's a lot of things. And so that's why my category for the channel right now is journal entries, because my interests are can get pretty spread out. But other than that, I think that's all that I have. What I'm going to do, and what I'm trying to do more often, is just go back over these audio clips and make sure that the sound is coming out right. And actually, this is the first time that I'm using this new setup, so I have to go back, listen over the audio, make sure that I'm not bumping the table or there's no background noise or anything like that, because I don't have a soundproof room. So with the microphone that I just got, it can pick up a lot more than I thought it would. So the trials that I've gone through so far is picking up way more than I thought. So I really have to improve on trying to soundproof the area that I'm using as much as possible, but it's going to be tough in the beginning. And hopefully when I can improve on that, then I'll definitely move everything over into another location so that you don't pick up any background noise. Because I'm definitely not here by myself. There's other people and things going on. So yeah, other than that, if you guys want to do a question and answer Q&A, that'll be great. Or you have any subjects that you want me to address, that'll be great. I do have a 30-minute, I think this is a 30-minute limit as far as recording goes. And so yes, I can definitely talk for 30 minutes about anything, but at the same time, I do want to have a clear or like a main theme for the channel, which is definitely creative. And so everything else will be, I don't know, just side things, because I do get bored talking about the same thing. It's just like streaming. I'll get bored playing the same games. But ultimately, I want to stick to the creative process. And so thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. And I hope the audio is coming out great for you. And if there's anything that you hear that's not right, that I don't catch, then that's great for you guys to leave feedback for me, because I want the podcast to be executed as well as possible. All right. Thank you guys so much, and I appreciate you listening. Have a great night. God bless.